This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, it is coming up next week, the Umpqua Fishery Enhancement Derby, 31st annual one. Cameron Lawler in, the event chair of this year. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
So, a long history with this event around the Umpqua Valley. I know you've only lived here a few years, but it seems like a lot of people got involved, obviously, over 30 years ago to find a way to do some fish restoration and enhancement in different projects.
Yeah, from what I understand, this started 31 years ago with a select group at the Wagon Wheel, which I don't think that's around anymore.
Nope. Is it?
Yeah, right. So from my general understanding, it started at the Wagon Wheel for some people looking to, one, bring some tourism into to the valley, and two, spend some money on wildlife restoration projects with our local rivers and fisheries.
Well, and of course, the Umpqua Rivers, I mean, are such a big deal for those who fish. I am amazed over time, periodically hear stories about how far some people come to fish in the Umpqua. The farthest I recall hearing about, probably right before the pandemic, was a group that came all the way from China to America just to fish the Umpqua. I mean, it's that big a deal.
Yeah, you know, growing up in the Pacific Northwest as an avid fisherman, the Umpqua was always in the Fly Fishing Northwest magazines, and basically any magazine or video you watched, the Umpqua was touted as one of the best steelhead fisheries, not only in North America, but in the world.
Now, you've been here a few years, but where were you living before that?
I kind of scattered around, but grew up outside the Olympic Peninsula in Seattle. And then I was living in Michigan before I relocated back to the Northwest, and just took one drive up the North Umpqua and saw what we had here in our backyard and said, wow, this is just such a special place to be.
I imagine there's not fishing quite like this in Michigan.
The Great Lakes have good fishing, but it's not as challenging and not as rewarding as catching a North Umpqua steelhead.
Well, you know, all you have to do is look at some of those historic videos of the late Frank Moore and folks like that. And even if you're not a fisherman, which I'm not, it's just, you look at that and go, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty special. You know, he did a lot for the river, and the groups that he was part of are really doing a lot. And that's what we're trying to help is, you know, bring money to do wildlife conservation projects and really make sure that this fishery is sustainable and protected.
So a whole bunch of events that are going on next week, and I know that preparations are already underway. And how far away do folks come to do this?
To fish?
Yeah.
You know, we get people from all over, and it's such a big event that a lot of local businesses will bring in lots of their clients from around the country to come in and fish Friday and Saturday in the Derby. It's a pretty big deal.
Wow. So we'll talk about the Derby in a bit, but earlier in the week, one of the aspects as well is kind of do some education with the younger generation and take them out to the Rock Creek watershed.
Yeah, so part of that, the Wednesday, February 1st is Student Day, and we partner with local high schools to teach kids about potential career tracks, you know, as they're thinking about going to college. You know, what other avenues are there out there for them to explore? So we want to get them out and interested and into the field and talk to law enforcement, talk to wildlife biologists, and really see, you know, what potential career tracks they could have as they're thinking about going to college.
Now, you talked about growing up knowing about fishing. So how old were you when you first fished?
I think I was about 4 or 5 years old. Yeah.
Was that like a family thing that a lot of folks did?
Yeah, I grew up, both my grandparents fished a lot. My dad was big into fishing. And, you know, I can still recall the first experience I had was asking my dad why trout were eating salmon eggs. And he told me they tasted like candy. So I put my hand in the jar and, well, been hooked ever since.
Wow. That's, you know, it's amazing. I went out fishing in Scouts when I lived in Eastern Oregon, and I don't remember if we were in a river or a reservoir or exactly where we were. But even though at that point I didn't actually like the taste of fish, but you could see why the experience was such a big deal, and it was a lot more than just the actual part of fishing.
Right. You know, a lot of it's just getting outdoors and experiencing nature and going to some really cool places. You know, like I said, when I was looking at moving here, I took one drive up 138 and just saw how gorgeous it was before the fire, and it'll come back, but it takes you into some pretty special areas in our country.
So how did you get involved with the group that puts this on?
I missed a meeting.
Famous saying.
Yeah, that meetings happen, and if you miss them, you get voluntold for certain positions. And there have been a number of meetings that I wasn't aware were going on, and then I learned I got more responsibility. But it's such a great cause, it's hard to say no.
So, and is this your first year as the chair?
Yeah, last year I co-chaired with Paul Beck. If you remember, he and I were on during the interview. But Paul is officially retired and made it very clear to me that he will have no more responsibility, and it doesn't matter if he misses meetings.
I suspect, though, that you'll still see him out fishing.
Yeah, yeah. Paul and his son Colin are part of the Derby, and they're going to be fishing in the Derby. So, you know, even as people phase out, it's of their responsibilities, like it's good to see them come and support and be part of the event, because it is such a fun two-night event.
And so we talked about the first day with all going on at Rock Creek, and then Kids Day. Tell us about that.
Kids Day is really one of the highlights, and we couldn't be thankful enough for our sponsors, North River and Clint Newell, for putting this on. Part of fishing in the Derby, if you're a guide, is participating and taking kids up to Cooper Creek and exposing them to fishing. So they all get a life jacket, which is pretty cool. There's not a lot of events where you can get out of school, get a free life jacket, and go fishing with local professional guides.
And how many kids go up there?
Around 80. You know, we try and fill all the guides' boats with kids in a safe amount.
And for the kids, some of these kids probably have never done this before. In fact, I bet maybe a lot of them.
Right, and that's what we're trying to do is expose them to fishing at a young age, but expose them in a safe environment where there's somebody tying the hooks for them, and they get life jackets, and they're with professional guides, so we feel safe about taking that many kids out on the water.
And probably some opportunities for the guides to, you know, just sort of, as they talk about what they do and explain things and procedures and why you do this way and why you don't do it that way and that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a big education piece. And again, for a lot of kids who have never gone fishing, or maybe grow up in families who don't have parents who fish a lot, it's a good way to expose them in a professional manner.
And of course, Eastwood Elementary in Roseburg has got is kind of tied in with this as well.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. They've got, I believe, a hatchery program where they educate the kids on the lifespan of steelhead and salmon, basically from eggs all the way to fry to going out into the ocean and then coming all the way back in.
So that group of kids in particular with some special interest in getting out there. Cooper Creek, a pretty popular place.
Yeah, and what we like about it is it allows us to bring, you know, 35 guide boats out and put a bunch of kids out there and get them on fish.
And let's see, next Thursday, it's actually looks like it's going to be sunny that day.
Yeah, we hope so. We hope the weather cooperates. You know, it helps with the fishing, and, you know, fishing in the rain if you're a kid is no fun. So if we get some sun, that'll help out.
And but some people are pretty hardy about fishing and fishing just about any weather.
Yeah, you know, that's you find a lot of that here locally. You know, you get your diehard fishermen who are out there in sideways rain, but the guides are great. They've got the gear, and as long as you're willing to put up with it, it's worth it.
All right, we're going to talk more about the Derby, the events going on, and how you can still get involved. Maybe the interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson coming at 1. Shannon Sebastian will have your cue at 4. On tomorrow's program, live from Salem, State Representative Christine Goodwin will be with us. Cameron Lawler in today talking about the Umpqua Fishery Enhancement Derby, all the events that are going on with that next week. In fact, we were just talking during the break, so you don't just, you're apparently pretty into this. You don't just fish here. You go clear to Alaska and fish?
Yeah, my wife and I started going up there, and it's a ton of fun, and we catch a lot of fish. And, you know, each year we've come home with, you know, about 100 pounds of salmon and halibut.
And I didn't know you could fly fish back.
Yeah. If you go with some of the right outfits, you know, you buy a cooler and pack it up to 50 pounds, and it checks just like a bag.
Wow. I'm learning new things here on the radio today. But there doesn't seem to be anything like fishing here.
No, again, this river is so unique. And like I said earlier, growing up, the Umpqua was always touted as one of the best steelhead fishing rivers in the country, if not the world. And that's why you get people from all over who come here. And that's why you see such great guides on our river, because catching a North Umpqua steelhead or a South Umpqua steelhead or down on the main is just a very unique experience.
So on Friday, you begin this catch and release derby. Explain what happens there.
Yeah, so we all meet at the fairgrounds around 6, and law enforcement announces the rules. And basically, from a guide perspective, we fish Friday and Saturday. You can't fish the same river twice. So if you fish the north on Friday, you've got to fish the south or the main on Saturday. And the guides kind of figure out where they're going to disperse themselves so that it's not just a cluster of 45 boats at one spot. But if the river doesn't cooperate, sometimes that happens.
So what's the idea about telling people I have to go to different parts? Is that just to help them experience more?
Yeah, it exposes them more to the area, and it spreads the guides out again. You don't want to get 35 boats fishing the exact same stretch. It's just not even enjoyable experience, because there's only so many fish in the river. So when we spread them out, the likelihood that our guides get more people onto more fish increases.
And is there differences as a fisherman to fishing the north and the south and the main?
Not with the fishing that we're doing, because we're not going all the way up into the fly water in the north. So, you know, really, we're all just fishing out of drift boats with the guides. It's just which stretch are they comfortable with? What are the water levels like? There's some rapids, so there's, you know, some safety concerns for the guides out there, too.
So you've got about 40 teams, and I'm guessing that you've got this probably already filled out.
Yeah. Coming out of COVID, it was great. We sold out faster than I can recall. I've been part of the Derby for 5 years now, and usually at the end, we're trying to scramble to get another team or two. And I hate to say that we've had to turn some people away, but we sold out before the first of the year.
Wow, that's incredible. And that's a lot of interest. Now, Friday evening, in the midst of all this, I've heard about this for years, a Derby dinner an auction at the fairgrounds, 700 people or so?
Yeah. As of 2 weeks ago, you know, we were at around 400, 450 RSVPs. And then I was in the office yesterday talking with Tina, and we're well over 650 people are already RSVP'd to this event.
Wow. So what happens in the course of the evening?
Basically, we've got a lot of great raffle items. We've got some great live auction items. We've got some unique fishing packages. Willy Boats donates a drift boat. Absolute Power Sports donates a side-by-side. And we just got a lot of unique things. And all the money that we raise goes towards wildlife and fishery restoration projects here in the Umpqua Basin.
And I noticed on the information that was provided that over $1.9 million in the last 30 years. So you think about all that has been able to be done with that money.
Yeah, and we do a lot of grants, and we help a lot of local agencies who come to us for money. And it's really cool to see, you know, we were working on some projects up on the South Umpqua, helping with some Chinook breeding restoration projects. And, you know, really what would be great is to see us hit that $2 million mark this year. And I think with if we get 700 people in the room, hopefully we can do it.
And so essentially this money has been used to go a lot farther because of all these other organizations that are accessing money as well.
Yeah. Yeah, so we can do matching grants, or groups can come to us, and as long as the money is going back again in the Umpqua Basin, that's really what we're here to do and protect this fishery. Because you get out and you talk into the community, you know, having worked here as a financial advisor and working with clients who have been here 30 years, half the conversations about how great the fishing was for my clients growing up. And you talk to the guides who, you know, they don't, a lot of them don't want to have a suit and tie job. They want to be on the river each day, and this affords us the opportunity to help support those lifestyles and get families and other people out fishing and enjoying what we have.
So what kinds of things do these projects entail?
It's a case by case basis, but again, you know, rebuilding riverbanks or helping restore spawning beds, things like that. It just going back towards cleaning up the river, doing that too, because, you know, as everybody probably knows, in the summertime there's a lot of trash that gets flushed away. In the wintertime, when the flooding comes up, whatever people leave in their yards, the debris, you know, that ends up on the riverbank too. So a lot of it is just restoring what we need to restore.
And again, a lot of interest in keeping it up, and it seems like all these projects really bring sometimes normally diverse people in terms of their viewpoints and other things about the environment together.
Yeah, no, it really does, because again, we're here to protect this fishery. We don't want to see it go away. And you know, one of the projects that we've recently done, for anybody listening, check out umquafish.com. We put in a live feed at the Winchester Dam, so you can sit there and you can watch the salmon and the steelhead go through and go up the river, and it's a live feed. And that, we've been getting hits from as far away as China and Japan for people logging in, because you know you brought up earlier, people come from all over the world to fish over here. So now it gives them a direct feed to say, oh, I'm going to come to Roseburg and I want to fish the Umpqua, and oh my gosh, there's a spring Chinook, or oh my gosh, there's a steelhead. And it's pretty cool to see the hits that we've been getting.
Wow. And that really lets people hear, if they're trying to coax a friend or family member who lives somewhere else who's never been here to fish, you know, to just send them the link and say, hey, check this out.
Yeah. Yeah, it really helps, and we've been getting a ton of positive feedback on it.
Wow. It's kind of, yeah, at first glance, when I first found out about it right at the front end of things, kind of reminded me of watching, you know, the Yule Log on PBS, you know.
Yeah, if there's not fish moving through, you're kind of like, what am I staring at? But then all of a sudden, you'll see, you know, a couple fish move through, and you're like, hey, that's actually pretty cool. And I know Waldron's has it up on their screen and down at the Winchester Pub, and, you know, there's a lot of local businesses who now have it streaming.
Wow, pretty interesting. So you mentioned some tickets still available for the Derby dinner and auction, right?
Yeah, so you can either call Tina Roy at 541-672-0757, or there's a link on umquafish.com.
All right, all of that going on, and again, it is next week, next Wednesday through, I guess, Saturday, right?
Yeah, so We've got the kids' day, and then we've got the two-day fish derby, and we've got the auction Friday night, and Saturday for all the fishermen, we just do some pizza and prizes.
And are the guides mostly local, or do you have some guides come from other places that know about what's here?
Yeah, so you find that there's guides that come from north and south of us who help out filling spots, who are all knowledgeable guides. And again, we're really appreciative of all of them, because having the best guides in the area helps people get on fish, which makes them want to come back to the area.
All right, Umpqua Fishery Enhancement Derby getting started on Wednesday. And again, what number do they call if they want to get tickets to go to the Derby?
541-672-0757.
All right, that Derby dinner and auction on Friday evening starts at 5 o'clock out at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. Out of time for today. Cameron Lawler, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.